The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, welcome back to it. The Gang of Eight, as they are so called, and others today, are going to get briefed by the FBI and the Department of Justice. The first meeting, it'll be two meetings. First meeting at Justice today, we'll have Chief of Staff John Kelly, who the president says needs to be in charge of getting this information that has been requested by Congress repeatedly about the investigation into his campaign and so forth. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, FBI Director Christopher Wray, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, House Intel Committee Chair Devin Nunes, and Government Reform Chair Trey Gowdy all will be there as well. Congressman Wahlberg, what do you think we're going to learn today? Do you have any idea? And how much of it will they be able to share with you, or does it remain classified and they can't say anything?
I think a lot of it they'll be able to share with us eventually here. And some of it will remain classified, but I think the frustration has grown. The president is basically saying, I want to see it. I want the people who are responsible for seeing it to be given it. The fact that Wray is meeting with them today, who, you know, I have a hard time understanding why you have a FBI director who has to have some autonomy, but still is appointed by the president, who has been so recalcitrant in giving the information to Devin Nunes and the Intelligence Committee that they should, by rights of the authority of the legislative body, have in front of them. And so hopefully today that will be there. And thus far, if you can just judge what Mueller has produced, there shouldn't be anything that's a problem for the president.
Can't the president educate me a little bit? But it's my understanding the president could declassify anything he wanted, could he not?
He could. He could declassify anything he wants. So he has to be careful on that. He takes advice from people in the know about the national security issues. And if there was Russian involvement, there are probably some things that we're going to have to keep quiet. So some cases we don't assure the Russians that we know. We can keep tracking those things. But there are other things that, frankly, very likely could be classified right now because they would embarrass some individuals in government who may still be there or went out with the last administration. And I don't think that's something that we ought to worry too much about keeping classified. I think we need transparency, and let's see what happens.
You know, sometimes you have to have transparency. Sometimes you cannot. I actually spoke to a politician here recently who laughed. He said, transparency is nice in the newspapers. He goes, but honestly, in order to get things done, it doesn't really work that way because you would never get anything done if it was full transparency all the time because nobody would ever be able, which is what you've seen somewhat in all the leaks coming out of the White House and so forth. You can't get things done properly because every time there's a leak, transparency, if you will, leaks are transparency in a way, it creates all sorts of problems oftentimes. So transparency is good in certain areas, but not in others. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. There are certain, and please understand when I say this, having come up in politics back when there were smoke-filled rooms, literally, and there was a lot of dealing going on behind the scenes, yet I don't think government worked more poorly than sometimes it works now when there's a transparency that really disallows us from cutting those deals, hashing it out behind the scenes, and in the end producing something without having everybody looking over our shoulder at every single moment along the way, which sometimes discourages action from happening. So there's that fine line. In the end, it has to be done for the best interest of the country.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the best interest of the country then. What should we know? If we find out that there were, in fact, assets, you know, I won't use the word spy, even though that's what it would be. If you're gathering information, returning it to an intel agency, that would be spying. You can call it what you want, but if there were assets that were working specifically at the request of the FBI, at least as early as June or July of 2016, possibly quite a bit earlier as we get more information, should the American people be told that? Because I believe we should know everything about that. If that actually happened, if the Obama administration weaponized the intel community, I think we should know everything about it and all the players and how they participated. Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. And I say that because this is worse than Watergate. This was not simply a political situation of one party going after another party. This was a duly confirmed and seated FBI director under the direction of a president. If it is true, using the assets of that's paid for by taxpayers, not to be used for political purposes, to go in and spy on, snoop on a candidate who had been duly elected in a primary process and is running for the presidency of the United States. Now, if indeed, as Clapper said, which is laughable, but as Clapper said, we wanted someone in there to make sure that Russia wasn't getting involved in a way that would be negative for the Trump campaign. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, they were doing
it. I think that's where the American people need to know what happened if indeed someone is embedded in the Trump camp by the administration. Then that the Trump camp should have known about it.
Yeah.
At least the candidate should have known
about it. It would seem to me, you know, that kind of an argument is like, you know, I went to the bank and stole the money to make sure the money wouldn't get stolen from the bank.
Right.
That's James Clapper. And let me ask you this. I look at James Clapper. I don't even need to ask this next question, but it applies to both James Clapper and John Brennan. Are they sane? Seriously, are they sane?
I'm not credentialed to do it. Judge mental health. So all I can say is they don't appear to be viable agents of speaking the truth to the American
people. To anybody. Now, James Clapper lied to Congress. I believe John Brennan lied to Congress. I believe they both lied repeatedly. I mean, James Clapper, we have no large-scale collection of data. Really? Anyhow, interesting day. I hope we find out everything. Give me the last word here on all of it.
Well, yeah, I hope we find out everything. I think the fact that Nunez is so, so angry about what's been going on there right now and really pushing back hard shows the type of character that he has. He's been going for the truth all along and has pushed back in every way, shape, or form. But on the other positive side, let me just leave your friends with facts about yesterday. We passed the right to try legislation that gives people the opportunity to try some potential cures for their diseases before they've gone through full FDA vetting. I think that's a good thing that's taken place. We passed the NDAA bill to a great degree yesterday. Should finish it up today. That gives our troops what they need.
Got to leave it right there. Congressman Tim Walberg, well done, my friend. Thank you very much.